Our next report looks at just some of the more ecologically friendly ways we could be traveling in 10 or 20 years. We all know that the roads of the future will be full of electric cars. But what about planes, trains, and ships? We look at some revolutionary ideas that could be coming our way, and see that sometimes the answer to a greener future lies in the past.
Airlander 10. Airships have been out of favor since the 1930s, but more than one company is planning to bring them back. The most advanced project is the Airlander 10 by the British company HAV. They plan to put 10 new airships in service, the first in 2024. They're working on an all-electric model, but even their current diesel version produces 75% less emissions than a conventional aircraft and can land almost anywhere, including on water or ice. True, they can only reach 130 kilometers per hour, but what's the hurry?
Bullet plane and flying V. The plane on the left may not look elegant, but that bulbous form avoids turbulence and uses 87.5% less fuel than a conventional jet, but is just as fast. The Celera 500L, or bullet plane, is due to enter service in 2023, but can only carry small groups. Conversely, KLM's Flying V, above, is imagined as the future of commercial air travel. With no central tube, so less friction, the 300 passengers will sit in the wings. Sometime around 2040, that is.
Cadillac eVTOL. We've been promised air taxis for years, but now even big brands like Cadillac are showing their designs. Basically, an electrically powered drone for one or two passengers, Cadillac's vehicle Wright can take off and land vertically, meaning it can land on rooftops or in car parks. We don't know when the Cadillac will enter production, but some rival manufacturers are promising similar vehicles within the next 5 years, with a travelling range of around 160 kilometres.
Virgin Hyperloop. The Hyperloop was originally proposed in 2013 by Elon Musk, who said he was too busy with his Tesla electric cars and SpaceX rocket company to build one. Today, several companies around the world, including Virgin, are turning his vision into reality. A Hyperloop is basically a train inside a vacuum tunnel. Like today's next-generation bullet trains in China and Japan, it is a maglev, meaning the carriage levitates magnetically over the track. With no air or wheel friction to slow it down, it can theoretically reach speeds of up to 1,000 kilometers per hour. So, it offers the speed of a jet using the energy levels of a train, with zero direct emissions. In France, the Hyperloop could soon become a reality as rival projects Hyperloop TT and Transpod work to test their designs. The first route could enter service in 2030 with Paris-Le Havre, Paris-Toulouse, and Lyon-Marseille all being considered.
Energy Observer. Currently blocked by COVID travel restrictions on its six-year voyage around the planet, the Energy Observer is a test ship for multiple zero-emission technologies. It uses wind and solar power, but its major innovation is how it employs electrolysis to create hydrogen from seawater that can then be used to generate the electricity that powers the boat. This makes it entirely self-sufficient in energy and offers a prototype for much larger ships of the future.
Ocean bird. For thousands of years, international traders crossed the seas using wind power. That tradition is about to be revived in a modern incarnation. The projected ocean bird is a 200-meter-long ship with 5 80-meter-high sails. They are computer-controlled and retractable, so the ship can pass under bridges or weather storms. Capable of transporting 7,000 cars across the Atlantic in 12 days, compared to 8 days for a fully motorized ship, the first one will enter service in 2024.